23-7 on a Friday morning on The Breakfast Club. Let's cross now stateside. Duncan McKenzie McCarg is living the dream, as we very well know. He is hanging out with the biggest names in the world of sport every single day, and he's back again after hanging out with some more big ones yesterday. Dunk, good morning to you.
How are you, Harf? How are you, boys?
We're going very well, thank you. Where do we find you today? What part of the US are you just hanging with the big dogs today?
Daniel, I'm in Los Angeles at the Genesis Open, where it is absolutely teeming down at the moment. You know that really setting sort of saturated rain?
Yep.
Well, we've got that at the moment, and it feels kind of like, you know, kind of like the middle of Melbourne here, the middle of Melbourne winter, I should say. Dark, cold, rainy, very unlike Southern California, Daniel. And play's already been suspended today. 20 or so players, they went out this morning to start round one, but they came in just as quickly as they teed off. So it's basically all the Aussies are still waiting to begin their round. This week we've got Mark Leishman, Rob Pampling, Cam Smith, Cam Davis, John Sendon, Adam Scott, Aaron Baddeley, and Curtis Luck. But right now it's absolutely bucketing down, and play won't really begin until at least 1 p.m. local time. So that's 8 a.m. Melbourne time. So we're all in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment.
And it's a massive event, Huff. It's a huge event because you've mentioned the Australians there, Duncan, but there are a lot of the big names, including Tiger Woods, that are teeing it up this week.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've got Tiger here. It's basically Tiger's tournament, and we heard yesterday that the tournament will be changed to an invitational next year, Whitey, so going up to $9.3 million in prize pool. And yeah, it's a massive tournament. I mean, we've basically got all the biggest names in the world here. We've got Tiger playing alongside Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas for the first two rounds. We've got DJ here. We've got the world number one, Justin Rose. So yeah, it's a massive tournament.
And it's always raining at the moment. What's going on with the weather over there? A lot of rain in the USPGA. It's almost live underwater instead of live under par, which is one of their one of their mottos over there. What's going on?
Yeah, it's one of these ones where, like, especially Southern California, it's just been totally drenched in, like, the last month or so. And if you go over to the East Coast, yeah, it's just been a very, very wet kind of winter here in the United States of America, especially for Los Angeles. Like, I mean, I've only been here for about 3 years. I can't remember a time where it's been raining for this much. We actually had a flood in our garage downstairs, and everything's totally saturated. So I don't think anyone's really ready for this weather. And yeah, it's very unusual.
So Phil won last week. Tiger was talking about his relationship with Phil and how he keeps driving him yesterday. We heard from him yesterday, but he's never won at Riviera. There are a lot of questions about that, obviously coming into the tournament about his performance at Riviera, but you went somewhere else.
I did, Daniel. I mean, there was a huge pack yesterday, as there always is at a Tiger Woods media conference, and I thought, well, I'd throw a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons. Listen to this.
G'day, Tiger. Duncan McKenzie McCarg here from Australia. We're very excited about the President's Cup coming to Melbourne in December. You recently played with one of the presidents, President Donald Trump. Now, he said you played great. What I want to know is, how did he play? What parts of his game is he doing well? What parts of his game is he doing badly? Because apparently he's been playing a lot of golf over the last 2 years. I want to make sure time well spent.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I played with President Obama the week before San Diego, and I played with, you know, President Trump last week. So I had, you know, the opportunity to pull presidents in a few weeks and enjoyed both days. President Trump has been very busy up in D.C., hasn't played a lot, they're playing, you know, the outside American. So we just had a great, I mean, I hadn't played with Jack in a very long time, and to have his Steven, who I've gotten to know very well because his daughter and my daughter play on the same middle school soccer team, play with him and our president. I played well that day. I shot four. So I played, and to be able to play with Jack, to watch the putts that Jack made, it was pretty cool. So it was a great to be able to play with our president and play with one of them.
That was Tiger talking about playing with the presidents, Obama and Mr. Trump. When you asked that question, Dunk, what sort of response do you get from the other journos in the room?
That's a very, very good question. I mean, they're golf journos, so they're very conservative, very by the book. They're asking questions about the course and the history. So when I went up there and I'm asking questions about, you know, playing with Donald Trump and what he make of his game and the fact that he's you know, he's basically spending a lot of his time in the Oval Office actually out on the golf course. Some people laughed and other people thought it was inappropriate. I thought it was one of these things where I think a lot of the country wanted to know just how good of a golfer is Donald Trump and is this time well spent? But Tiger wasn't biting on that one, Daniel, and I think that was probably a smart move.
Smart play by Tiger.
Yeah. I just think it was that Tiger definitely remembered Duncan from last year's one-on-one interview. Hi, Duncan, how are you, man? I haven't seen you for a while.
To reintroduce myself, Whitey.
So, Dunk, changing sports, we look at the NBA All-Star game this weekend in Charlotte, and we're going to have our first male All-Star in Ben Simmons.
Absolutely, yeah. He's the first Australian to play in the NBA All-Star game, Rammer. Ben on the team as a reserve on Team LeBron after James managed to orchestrate that trade with Team Giannis during the live selections on TNT. I've got to ask you guys a question, though. Which starting five do you guys like? Team LeBron or Team Giannis? Team LeBron starting five is this: LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden.
It's tough to beat.
Team Giannis starting five: Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Paul George, Kemba Walker.
LeBron.
I think LeBron just.
I think LeBron.
It just.
It's a bloody...
Whitey has no idea, it's a really so we
good,
won't ask him.
It's a really good top 10 there to be out there on court for the starting five of the All-Star game. That is, they are creme de la creme, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're in hot, and they're in hot form, those
I players. Watched the selection show last week, how they it's sort of the old schoolyard where they've got all the names and they select. It's quite good how they...
AFLX.
Yeah, because, the game's actually rubbish how they play. It means absolutely zero, so... But that was quite good. The other question I wanted to ask, Dunk, there's been already a little bit of movement in the NFL with Antonio Brown stating his intentions to leave the Steelers, but also Joe Flacco potentially going to the Denver Broncos.
Flacco.
Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's one of these things where Joe Flacco, the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, he's out the door because of Lamar Jackson's season this season. And how's about this for a funny one, guys? The Denver Broncos, they thought they were doing a good thing by drafting Flacco into the team. Their odds to win the Super Bowl actually went up after that news hit the paper. So the Broncos were 100-1 shot. They're now 125-1 shot. So apparently it's a terrible move by the Broncos organisation. So that's an interesting one to watch. I mean, they are just reports at this stage. I don't think we've got any confirmation that Flacco is going to join the Broncos, but it looks like that's going to happen. And in the Antonio Brown situation, Rammer, I mean, this is just... the Pittsburgh Steelers, what a season they've absolutely had. It's just been totally bizarre, and he's basically stated his intentions that he wants to leave the Steelers. He sent out a video on Instagram, basically a weird sort of farewell to the Steelers fans, effectively putting together a compile of all his highlights of when he dominated for the Steelers, and basically said, oh, thanks very much for the time, guys, I'm off. The only problem is he's still on the Steelers roster from what we can see, and then yesterday he sent out another tweet saying, be celebrated, not tolerated. So AB has certainly got certainly a bit of a stink at the moment about this. I'm sure he'll end up being at the team of his choosing, but you know the last thing I read about this is the Steelers say they're only going to be trading with certain teams, so maybe AB won't get to the team of his choice. So that's just a terrible situation for Pittsburgh in what's been a very, very frustrating season of Steelers supporter.
So obviously we're talking about players going to other teams, and it's that sort of trade period. In the AFL, it happens immediately after the AFL season, and so the whole commentary around October is player movement. Explain to our listeners what it's like for the NFL. When does it intensify, and how long does it go for?
I actually don't know how long it goes for, but it certainly intensifies from now onwards. I mean, the discussions have already been taking place. I mean, we've got Flacco and the Broncos, when that's been happening pretty early. And remember, we're only just a couple of weeks out from Super Bowl week. So, I mean, these are very early in these sorts of discussions, but they'll certainly be ramping up in the next couple of months.
Yeah, they're not allowed to trade until the new league season starts, which I think is about March 19th. So they do it obviously different to us, how we do it straight after the season. So the NFL shut the doors. And nothing is allowed to happen. So
okay,
it's quite
officially
exactly done.
And with the Lakers tampering with Ben Simmons trying to get him across, what's going on with Magic Johnson and the conversation there? Just before we let you go,
certainly not, Daniel. I mean, it's one of these ones where you know Ben Simmons has got friends in high places. He's very good friends with LeBron James. But no, the NBA ruled that they probably didn't condone the meeting and what Ben effectively said, how he's going to go to Irvin Magic Johnson for advice. But they concluded that there's no tampering whatsoever. Oh, it's a funny one, isn't it? It certainly is the silly season at the moment with speaking of trading. I mean, obviously, we saw Anthony Davis. There was so much talk about when he was going to leave the Pelicans, if he was going to go to the Lakers. Now the Celtics are saying they're in the box seat to trade him, to get him. We've got that situation with Markelle Fultz where effectively he finds himself in Orlando now. And then we've got this situation with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and their names have been bandied around about possibly joining the New York Knicks in a super team, especially with Porzingis going to the Dallas Mavericks. So it's going to be a fascinating offseason with the NBA when that effectively comes around.
Well, there'll be plenty to talk about for you and for us through that journey, mate. We appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks, Daniel.
Enjoy the All-Star game. Duncan McKenzie-McCarger over there in the States.